Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, the truth about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's quite mysterious relationship seems to have come out. And it's darker than anyone imagined. We just got a major new revelation about Donald Trump's fallout with Epstein in the early 2000s. For years, people have speculated about what ended their relationship, why they got in such a nasty fight, and how much Trump knew about Jeffrey Epstein's sexual misconduct, to say the least. That's putting it lightly. He did some awful, awful things. But Donald Trump seems to have known in the early 2000s exactly what Jeffrey Epstein was up to, and we have a few key tells. First of all, they've been holding weird parties that have sexual undertones since the 90s. In 1993, Donald Trump invited just Jeffrey Epstein over as the only other guy and 20 other girls to host some private party. Then they went to Victoria's Secret shows. Then Donald Trump said recently on Air Force One, it's crazy, the president of the United States is on Air Force One saying this stuff, but he did. On Air Force One, Donald Trump began to recall how he kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his club because Epstein was quote-unquote stealing his help, which those are the words that Trump used to describe Epstein sex trafficking young girls. He said, Epstein is stealing my help. So let's jump in to this video of Michael Wolff, a biographer who sat down extensively with Epstein. He's had the most one-on-one convos with Epstein over the past decade. He sat down for an interview with Ben Mycelis of Midas Touch, and he recalled the exact details about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's fallout. And I really want you guys to pay attention because this reveals a lot about the dynamics that we've been wondering about. As always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I keep getting comments that say, Adam, I've been watching since 200K, but I haven't been subscribed. Fixing that now. Make sure you subscribe below. I'm eternally grateful to all of you. The Adam Mockler subreddit is lately growing a lot, so make sure you join the Reddit, join the Discord. Let's jump into this video.
Now, Epstein's explanation for why this friendship ended is as follows. In 2004, Epstein believed himself to be the high bidder on a piece of real estate in Palm Beach, a house. $36 million was his bid. He took his friend Trump around to see the house to advise him on how to move the swimming pool. Trump thereupon went around Epstein's back and bid $40 million for the house and got the property. Epstein, who was well acquainted, in fact, deeply involved with Trump's scattered finances, understood that he didn't have $40 million to pay for this house. Now, if that was the case, it was someone else's $40 million. At the time, Epstein believed this to be the $40 million of a Russian oligarch by the name of Rybalov. Less than 2 years later, this same house that Trump had bought for $40 million was sold for $95 million. And it was, in fact, sold to Mr. Rybalov. This is all a red flag of money laundering. And what Epstein did, and he was furious about losing this house. I mean, there's something about these guys that nothing rouses them so much as a real estate betrayal. Epstein, after the sale of this house, after Trump went around his back, got this house, Epstein began to threaten him. He began to threaten him with lawsuits. He began to threaten him with going to the press and saying that Trump was a front man for a money laundering deal. Trump panics at this point. And Epstein believed, and he believed to his dying day, that it was Trump who went to the police, Trump, who was fully acquainted with what was going on at Epstein's house, fully acquainted for many years. Trump went to the police and, as Epstein said, dropped the dime on him. That is to say, informed the police of what was going on, and an investigation began, and all of Epstein's legal problems for the next 15 years began to unfold.
Okay, there's more of the clip to play, and there's more of the story that will unravel throughout this video, but wow, it's darker than we thought. Donald Trump knew about Jeffrey Epstein's misdeeds. Again, I'm downplaying it there, but Jeffrey Epstein was sex trafficking young girls. We know that Trump knew because he admitted that back in 2000, 2001, he kicked him out of his club when in 2003 he was sending him letters saying they have wonderful secrets and admitting that Jeffrey Epstein likes younger girls. So he knew. That is a fundamental fact that we can all accept. After we build on top of the fact that Donald Trump knew and was likely involved in some way, allegedly, we don't really know from there, but if we can accept that fact, from there we can build that Donald Trump had leverage over Epstein. Well, Trump himself has admitted they had a real estate falling out, so Trump may have used that leverage, but then the Russian aspect comes in. The suspicion, according to Epstein himself, is that the money came from a Russian oligarch. That's exactly what Michael Wolff said. If I read the transcript of this, it says Epstein believed himself to be the highest bidder. His bid was $36 million. Trump then went around his back and paid $40 million for it. Epstein, who was well acquainted and knew a lot about Trump's scattered finances, understood that he didn't have $40 million. It had to have been someone else's. So Epstein figured it was a Russian oligarch. Then, 2 years later, Trump, in fact, sold it to that same Russian oligarch. I mean, we know that Donald Trump has extensive ties with Russia going back to the 80s. We don't know exactly how deep the ties are, but before I play the rest of this clip, I do want to say that he's awfully soft on Vladimir Putin. Over and over, he has allowed Putin to gain territory while he's just shouting into the ether on Truth Social, begging Putin to stop, but he has no real power when it comes to Russia. He put tariffs on the entire planet, was angry and put tariffs on everyone except for Russia and North Korea. He is beholden to them in some ways, and a lot of speculation has arisen about why. Why is Trump so soft on Russia? And this could explain it. Let me continue to play this clip, and I'll hop in at the end.
This story about this piece of real estate and their falling out was first published in June 2019. It's published actually in my book, Siege, the second book I had written about the Trump White House. Epstein had recounted this story to me. I put it in this book. Epstein at that moment was in Paris. He read the book. He called me with some alarm, and he said he was afraid that he might have said too much. 3 weeks later, he returned to the United States from Paris and was promptly arrested on the tarmac of Teterboro Airport in New Jersey when his plane landed.
Absolutely insane. And I'm not going to play the clip of Michael Wolff recalling the photo he saw of Donald Trump. I mean, the clip is very vile, but Michael Wolff is talking about how he saw a photo from Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein pulls out a photo, allegedly, and the photo is of Donald Trump, a few young girls with a stain on Trump and the girls pointing and like laughing. And this reads, Michael Wolff, Trump biographer, saw the documents of Trump with girls. Where are the documents? And this reads, here's the kicker. Wolff believes those very photos may have been in Epstein's safe when the FBI executed a search warrant after Epstein's arrest. Why is the Trump White House so desperate to block the release of the Epstein documents? Why are they threatening lawsuits against anyone, including Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal, who so much as breathes a connection between Trump and Epstein? Now you know. And the strategy isn't just to block, it's to sue the media into silence, shake them down for millions, and destroy the First Amendment in the process. CBS and ABC have already quietly settled with Trump for tens of millions of dollars each under the pressure from the Trump administration. But this time, they may have picked the wrong fight. Rupert Murdoch, no saint himself, doesn't really like Trump, and he has a long history of protecting his empire's press freedoms. Rupert Murdoch, again, not the best person, but he doesn't back down at the first sight of a lawsuit. That's not what he does. So it's going to be interesting to see that unfold. And Trump is clearly trying to hide something. I'm going to leave it there, but you guys mean the world to me. We're building something amazing with this community. I want to build a community that's sharper, stronger, better than any other community on the internet. And that's what we're doing. We have great debates in the comment section. We show up in Canvas. We are making sure that we are politically active. We're going to do more of that in the midterms, I promise you. So to become a part of the community, just subscribe below. We have a Reddit where we all talk and debate and chat. There's a Discord where we all chill and chat. Or just follow me on Instagram, anywhere, Substack, which is adammockler.com. I'll see you guys all in the next video. And peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.